And then they leave from that seat and I can help.
Hi, Ashley. I'm pretty sure I believe I spoke to the other one. You said go back to half past three.
Yeah, sorry, we've had a bit of an issue with our system this afternoon. It's working now. Are you okay to speak now?
Yes, sir.
Lovely, that's brilliant, thank you. Can you stand your fingers on your desk, please?
It's the end of the police, 255-1987. Address is 257-401 Todd Street.
And Glasgow, that is, isn't it?
Yes, that's 331.
Lovely. Thank you. So just need to make you aware that if they're going to safeguard you during the call, I would need to make a referral to the local authority. But we discussed that with you in the first instance, and also all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's just about gathering some more information to record the impact of your time and care for your application to Scottish Redress. What age did you go into care, Wendy?
I don't really know much about W back then, and I'm at parents and that now with my daughter, but it doesn't like tell me really much on that either, so I haven't really been trying to get my social work record, but I think it's been my whole life. I think it's been basically since I've been born.
On here I've got down 1999.
No, 1999 is when I went into the war as well. No, I've been under a segregation order as far as I know, since I was born until when got over 18 came off at, so 18 or 21, I'm not sure.
So, how old were you when you first went into care?
Well, this is what I'm saying, I don't know, because I need to see the paperwork and I can't get access to it.
So, child protection is completely different to
when you... I know I've been in care and foster homes out there, and then I've been in places, my home lives, I was neglected, I was put back to a place of unsafe care in the Glasgow City Council. I'm nearly 39 years old, there's a book, I should write a lot for that biography.
Yeah, so... For us to be able to
claim... I was put back to unsafe places where I was sexually abused under Glasgow's care.
Wendy, is it okay if I just interrupt you? Okay, so I need you to be quite specific in terms of, like...
Listen, this has affected my mental health long term, and I was just thinking of... diagnosed with conditions and stuff, and I've got a hole in my heart and stuff, and this has all been done because of childhood trauma. So this has all got to do with my health. And I get this condition called ADHD. Where I get left with it.
I know
what
that one is. So,
yeah,
so. It's nothing to do with childhood trauma.
Death,
that is.
I know it's nothing to do with that. That's my point. I'm trying to say. I'm trying to get.
Wendy,
okay.
I think what you need to do is take a breath and just...
I can't take a breath and you're asking me questions I don't know. How do I go about getting the record? I need to know this information myself. I'm
okay.
Satisfied to find out this information myself.
Wendy, just calm down. Okay.
Right, so when I go and get a copy of the...
Wendy, can I speak, please? What for us as a law firm, I need to ask you specific information so that we can find out.
Yes, but you're asking me what age I was. I don't know.
Okay, well, Lisa, I know
I was about a baseball bat at my auntie when I was two. If that's any help to you.
Wendy? I didn't hear what you said there because you were shouting, and unfortunately when you shout sometimes I can't process the information that you're saying.
Right, so I'm in front of the baseball bats, me and my brother walked in a cupboard, that was the baseball bats, asked my auntie when I was 2 years old, if that's any good to you, because that's as far back as I can remember.
I'm not asking about...
You're not asking about this and that, what are you asking about?
Because Wendy, what I'm going to do is we're going to end the call now, and what I'm going to do is I'll give you a call back tomorrow.
I always get frustrated like this.
That's because you're not listening to what I'm actually saying.
You're asking me what date. I don't know. I was a child. I have no family. I don't know.
Okay, Wendy.
I used to go to the race right here in Ridgway, and it was in and it was fossil homes my whole life, so I've got that for the rail. I've got a brain condition, can you understand us?
Can you stop shouting at me, please, or I will end the call, okay?
That's what I'm not shouting, you know, but if I was shouting, because I'm not shouting, this is just the way I am. This is the way I can't hear you. Can you still get these records and read through them?
Wendy, you've done really well because you do remember Beach Avenue, you've been Paisley, you remember Breastback Care in Airdrie, and you remember Foster Care.
So no, I didn't say Breastback Care in Airdrie, I said Breastback Care in Ridgway. I remember it because I like to play.
Okay, so you've done really well, so well done for that. Do you remember any schools that you attended at all?
No, I don't, but when I was in Beach Avenue, I've got a wee photo album from there, so there's a picture in it that I feel, but I don't know what show it is.
Okay, that's not a problem. Do you know who your registered GP is now?
Yeah.
Who is that, please?
Medal Park Filter.
Could you spell that for me?
M-E-D.
Yep.
M-E-D-O P-A-R-K.
And that's surgery, is it?
Yep.
And whereabouts is that? Glasgow.
Yeah, it's in Parkhead, Glasgow.
Okay, thank you. Have you got any professional support here at the moment?
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's my worker, Sharon Daly, who works at Martha's Mammy.
Is that adult social care?
So it's like a support worker because I've not got my child because she's been neglected and I've just got down to jail.
Is that with early help, child protection?
No, that one, my daughter.
Who Sharon works for?
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with, it's nothing to do with social work for it, and it's just their social work that involved it, because it's Martha's Mammy, so I don't have my girls and kids up there, so that's why I go there. That's my support worker, but...
So you don't have kinship care, yeah? Okay, no problem. Have you got any other professionals surrounding you? Obviously, with your FND, is your adult social care or anything?
Nope.
Any mental health support?
Yes, I'm obviously in the GP, neurology, cardiology, respiratory.
Yeah. Do you see mental health team?
Well, I'm actually waiting on services for that, and I'm waiting on psychiatrist.
It's a long journey, and you've had a lot to go through. Going through a lot.
Oh, I just know.
What is your mental health diagnosis at the moment?
Chronic anxiety, depression. Epilepsy. I get really bad tremors. My legs go white. I've got respiratory issues, I've got PTSD, I've got eight abnormalities in my brain that they don't know what they are yet.
Abnormalities, yeah? Okay. Thank you. So as a child or adult, do you do any self-harm? Sorry, it was a bit noisy here then. Could you just repeat that for me?
Yes, I got you.
What did you do?
I'm going to cut my wrist.
Yeah. And how old were you?
Teenager. Yeah. Still teenager.
About 13, yeah?
Yeah.
And when did that stop?
I was about 20.
And have you ever had thoughts of ending life?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what age did that start? And has that stopped or does it continue? It's not a problem, Wendy, honestly. So those thoughts of ending life, have they stopped or do you still get them now and then?
I still get them now and then.
So if I put that you've had it throughout your life, does that sound accurate?
What about life?
About your thoughts of ending life.
Yeah, that is actually, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever made any attempts to end your life?
Yeah,
and what have you had?
Prescription tablets, just to be watching.
Okay. And how old when you did that?
It's only about 15 years ago or something, so...
Have you made any attempts since then?
So
23, was there a few times that you did it at 23?
I got in my 20s, yeah.
Yeah.
Do
Did you ever go to a mental health hospital, Wendy, for that?
Have you ever had any counselling or therapy? Is there a
reason that you can't hear? No, sorry about that. Something outside is being noisy. I couldn't even tell you what it was because I can't even see through the window. Wrong way I said. I'll wait for it to go. Is that better? Can you hear
me? Yeah, I can hear it. I'm just a bit of a ride by.
Yeah, there's a train line next door as well. So, have you ever had any therapy or counselling?
Because I've got my own daughter now, I'm what to do it for her, because I'm not having the same wife that I have.
How old is your daughter?
Nine.
And kinship care, that's when your family looks after them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's
she
staying with at the moment?
Yeah, she's
in love to turn around. Sorry about the noise. It's so noisy, isn't it?
Right.
When you were in care, do you remember going to
the
hospital at all?
Going where,
when you was in care at any point, do you remember going to hospital?
I had a hospital, I didn't, yeah.
Do you remember which one it was at all?
Since younger than that, I don't know, because that's some bobs I remember when my kids have got.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm missing.
Have you ever been arrested or convicted?
I've had my vision for 10 years.
Yeah, so what age did you start?
I was like about 18.
So you started drinking at 13 years old. And when did you stop? When your daughter was about 10 years ago, did you say? And do you socially drink? Do you drink socially, or is it all stopped?
Not socially, but like really socially, I don't know how to socialise at all. It's like just lots of women.
I
don't
think you've
been doing this for a while,
or?
Maybe once a month or something.
Do you remember what age you left her?
I remember when I left Wallaceville when I was 17, 2 months before I was 18. I was Wallaceville there. And then I went to Bernardo's, but after there was actually in Crossroads.
And did they give you any care or support after that?
Yeah, that was him, but from that, I was just, I got in the room where I was still in the unit before.
So, at age 17, they put you in a different unit, wasn't it?
No, not a different unit. There's a bunch of stuff that. I knew it was going to be going ahead, so like, I knew they were getting the sort of leave.
Yeah. So, like, your transition, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And did they support you whilst, like, when you went into the flat?
Yeah.
And with our company, would you prefer to have a male or a female advisor?
Yep.
Would you prefer male or female from our company to speak to?
Yeah, female, please.
Yeah. I'm just going to quickly click onto your statement. Did you mention something to me that I don't know if it's in that?
I mean, if my experience is
that's fine. Yeah. And do you provide consent, Wendy, to contact the local authority, GP, and all the people that you've mentioned to try and get information? Is that all right?
Yes, I do. That's just a plan. I don't use it yet.
Yeah. And when we get copies of the care records, do you want to see them?
Yes, I'd love to see them, so I've been trying to do this for you. I'll show you.
That's no problem.
I can fill in missing blanks in my life.
Yeah.
Can I need to make that deal with the stuff they've done with my daughter?
Yeah. And sometimes the blanks in our mind, that's there because, you know, when we have trauma in our life, our brain tries to protect us. So sometimes it can be difficult to...
So it's like, because I'm just always on them and, like, survival mode just constantly. I can't get out the door.
Yeah. So what I would suggest is to obviously contact your GP and let them know that you're going through this process with us as well. Because it's like a Pandora's box, and obviously speaking about things, it can be quite triggering. Obviously at the beginning of the call, we ask in certain questions has triggered you. So it's important that you're supported, you know, holistically as well going through this. Are you able to do that yourself, contact your GP?
Yeah, that's
lovely. The other thing I'm a little bit concerned about is you've got FND, but you've got nobody to support you at the moment. And obviously, with your cognition difficulties, you know, with remembering information, I'm concerned that maybe you need a bit of extra support at the moment.
What kind of extra support you mean?
So adult social care, they can offer like assessments to check out what you need, and they call them needs assessments. So it may be that they call you and just say, do you need any extra help at the moment? And they can support you with, like, you know, medication and things like that, and taking you to appointments and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, are you happy for me to make that referral?
Yeah, that'd be helpful, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that today as well. So I'll just let you know about the process that we've got with our Scottish Redress. It's going to take about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact because obviously you've requested a female and I've so what I'll do is I'll put a note on my system saying that you're triggered by these events. I basically, so I know how to approach that with you now. So it will be me going forward that I'll always ring you. My number that's come up on your phone, that you've rung me back, haven't you? Make sure you save that in your phone. So if you've got any questions going forward, you come directly through to me. If I don't answer the phone, it's usually because I'm on the telephone or we've got a system problem, which we've had today as well. So once we've gathered all the information to your case and we've done those subject access requests, I will then come back to you and clarify the information that we've got. If it's too much for you, Wendy, what we can do is I can give you the information in a sensitive way and let you know that there is more there, and if you wanted more of that, I can let you know. You can let me know, or if that's enough, we can stop at that point. But obviously that information that is all on there would be put forward through to the panel. When we've got that information through to the panel, they're going to do a panel hearing. You don't need to attend that panel hearing, okay? It's closed door, and I'll let you know what date that's going to be held, okay? So as part of our compliance, I've just got to run through what options you've got to do for Scottish redress, okay? So you could have independently done this yourself and researched your own evidence. You're able to have a solicitor from England or Scotland who've accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf from Scottish Redress. They don't charge you a fee, but they are receiving the £2,000 fee from the Scottish Government, and that fee they get whether you win or lose. And then there's ourselves, NMA Legal, and we've opted out of the fee from the Scottish Redress, and we only take 20% cap fee, and that's from the case if you win. If you lose, we don't charge anything. So it means that we're completely independent and acting for you. Are you still happy to proceed with MMA Legal, Wendy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And also, in terms of the cooling off period, you're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Would you like to wait the 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately? Okay, lovely, thank you. Have you got any questions for me?
I kind of sent this over to you, I do thank you stuff, but
you can always call me.
It's going to come up one already, so do you know the answer?
Although sometimes when, if you haven't gone near a professional and they haven't written it down, if you remember something, we can put that in anyway. But obviously it's really good if you remember something and then a professional writes it, that's evidence that...
I'm always getting had professionals to...
Yeah. Is there anything else that you're struggling with at the moment, Wendy? Because obviously with your memories and the difficulties that you're having, is it like, are you making appointments on time and things, and are you getting your shopping okay and stuff?
No, I just can't. I feel like this, I feel like.
You're just struggling to get out. Yeah.
It's not anxiety. I've got chronic muscle tension and chronic anxiety. I can't make myself at the door.
Yeah. It sounds like a difficult time.
Yeah. The tremors are really bad, and I feel so embarrassing that.
And you've got tremors as well.
Sorry?
And you've got tremors as well. Have they ever done anything about testing your memory? Have they ever tested that?
They've done memory tests.
Yeah, and what came out about that? Have they looked at like something called corticals?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're saying do you think, and then I have to go back over 6 to 9 months for a MRI. I've had it since I've been born, that it's not been picked up on again until now. I was in a coma in 2011. I was just sent in a coma until basically my partner took me to the hospital and they told me they were going to get me out of the coma, and then there's no need at the moment.
Wow. It's lucky, isn't it?
Okay, I'm really unlucky, right?
Well, it's unlucky that it's been picked up now, isn't it?
I've got problems with this real doing my case, not really.
Yeah. You've been through a lot, Wendy, honestly. I can understand, you know, everything that you've been through and how, you know, upsetting it's been and stuff. It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you've gone through all of that. But you are getting the right support now, aren't you, in terms of the medical side. You just need to get that social care side like to help you out a little bit, I think.
I don't know that's all for it right now, that is it, sexual abuse, but I don't know that's all for it,
So do you want somebody to talk to about that, because I can put that on the referral to the social workers?
I know, that'll be the people coming on this at Wallace View, but I'm making a speech to them about
this. Yeah. So I'll put that on the referral to the safeguarding referral I'll do. Have you ever used another law firm for your Scottish redress claim?
No.
No, okay. So obviously we'll be the only one acting for you. You just need to double check that you haven't had any hangups as well. So that's everything from me today, Wendy. As soon as we get anything back, I will be back in touch with you. So thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for calling back. I do appreciate that. And I shall speak to you soon.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Thank you.
You look after yourself, Wendy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.